John? What are you doing?
Nothing. I hope you're not entertaining some awkward train of thought about,
No! What is with you?
Today's your birthday. You're supposed to be having fun. But you've been so testy as if you're committed to not having a good time. Well, maybe I'm just getting a little tired of being stuck on this lame boat. Don't you think it's gotten kind of old?
Yeah, I can see how you might find it a little slow here. I don't know. I haven't minded much. Maybe it's different for me, though, because I used to live all alone.
Oh, sure. I'm sure it's great for you. You get to spend your day smooching and breaking up with Dave Sprite and whatnot, and you could shrink down to any old planet you feel like any time, whereas I have to make this whole big deal of asking you to shrink or unshrink me, and—
But I don't mind doing that anytime.
I know, but you think I want to bug you about that at the drop of a hat when you're busy and on dates and stuff? I just happen to have respect for something called personal boundaries, Jade. And it's not like there's really anyone else to talk to except the inscrutable chess people and a bunch of brainless consorts and an idiot cat princess. Oh, and also Nana. I mean, she's my grandmother and she's great, but a guy can only spend so much quality time with his grandmother before he starts to feel like kind of a loser whose friends are too busy to spend time with him.
John, if you told me this earlier, I would have—
And I still never visit any interesting dream bubbles, and we can't even finish our cool planet quests because the moment we broke through the window, all our denizens decided to go back to sleep, and— I guess what I'm saying is I'm more than ready to get to the other window and meet our friends and other new people and stuff. Are you sure you can't make the ship go faster?
We're already going as fast as I can make us go.
And how fast is that again?
About the speed of light.
Well, can't you use your space powers and bump it up a notch?
No!
Nothing can go faster than light, John. Unless you teleport, of course. And why can't you teleport us again?
I already explained this.
I can't do that here. It's not within the domain of the green sun, which gives me those powers. Is that why we can't go faster than light either?
No, that's just a regular law of physics. Jeez.
Okay, I mean, I know that. But this isn't really a regular place, right? Isn't the speed of light like 1,000 miles a second? So what does that really mean here? Are miles and seconds the same here as on Earth? How does this nonsense dimension we're racing through jive with all the relativity mumbo-jumbo?
Okay, first of all, that's not even close to the speed of light. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second no matter what frame of reference you're in, even this one. Second of all, special relativity and comparing laws of physics between different frames of reference, those are tricky issues to talk about. But I'd be more than happy to talk about them if you'd like. Actually, I would enjoy that because I never really get to talk about science.
No, I don't want to talk about physics. I don't know anything about the laws of physics because they are hard and boring. I simply would like them to behave in the way that is most convenient to me and my life. Is that really asking too much?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Well, guess what? Science is stupid bullshit!
You take that back.
No. Magic is awesome. Science blows. The end.
John? What is that?
What's
under your hood? Looks like a piece of paper stuck to your back?
Huh?
My darling son.
Oh, goddammit.
If you're reading this, it means you finally came to your senses on a way shitty movie. By realizing Cage sucks, you've taken your first and biggest step toward not being a total embarrassment to the Egbert family name. Speaking of which, you might want to crack into one of my metric fucking tons of shaving cream I have for some reason and bust
over
that nine visible teen stash before it starts to become a problem. Egbert men don't cotton to whiskers, as you know good and damn well. I didn't bust my fatherly ass to raise no Bigfoot. I'm proud as shit you're my son or whatever. Next stop, figuring out McConaughey is trash. You can do it, Junior.
Strider!